Vigil for the Dead by M.S. Morris. His eyes darted about, unable to fix on Raven for longer than a second.
"You don't know me, do you?"
He was about 10 feet away, and Raven hadn't expected him to speak. The accent was local, the tone of voice expressing disappointment.
"No."
Raven certainly didn't recognize the man, but there was something about that voice that made him pause.
"And yet I know you."
The man shuffled forward on unsteady legs. Raven instinctively recoiled at the sight of a vodka bottle poking out of the rucksack. He loathed alcohol and the effect it had on people. The man was obviously a drunk, but where had he heard that voice before?
Patience by Lark Taylor.
Distant sounds of fighting still echoed around us. Angels on both sides tore each other to pieces as Lucifer challenged the Holy Creator. I did not care about any of it, not anymore. How could I when my mate lay dying beside me? I pulled myself onto my forearms, fighting excruciating pain as I dragged my broken body across the rocky ground. Leov, my human mate's dark curls were matted, the blood plastering them to his head. His breath came in shaky gasps.
Ferengd.
Dropping to my stomach beside him, I lifted a shaky hand to touch him. But where?
Love Thy Brother by Garrett Lee.
You have lipstick on your neck and you reek of mangoes. Nash flopped onto the couch in the bar, his head landing on my socked feet.
Fuck off. It's so dark in here you wouldn't be able to tell if I'd painted my whole face as pink as your knickers.
There was an educated guess, and you still smell like you rolled in a puddle of Rubicon.
There are worse things I could smell of.
Nash relaxed and closed his eyes, talked out, given that it was near dawn and he wasn't much of a morning person. Suited me. Early morning was my favorite time of day. Nothing better than a wake and bake at sunrise, but I wasn't in the mood for conversation either. The symphony banging against my temple had seen to that.
Vikings in America by Graham Davis.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He had 3 ships and left from Spain. He sailed through sunshine, wind, and rain. So goes the schoolroom jingle, and so most people today perceive the dawn of European exploration and settlement of America. Yet it is not Columbus, but the Vikings who should be credited with the first significant European exploration and settlement of America. Around 5 centuries before Columbus, the Vikings both explored and settled in America. The archaeological remains at Llanso Meadows in Newfoundland leave no doubt that they established a substantial presence on the American East Coast.